driving it like he stole it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
We're getting to that point in the conversation, in the election season, where all of the ads take up all of the airtime on television, and some on radio. But television, you can't turn on a TV without seeing political ads these days. In some places, worse. The Detroit market, for example, I mean, it's wall-to-wall political ads right now. Those stations down there are printing money. They're pretty proud of themselves, and they should be. But backed by popular demand with a woman's perspective on all things in the election and everything else, Ivy has made her way into the studio. Now, I think it might be because, what do you mean you bought lottery tickets?
I know. I was hearing that downstairs. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Yeah, I did buy lottery ticket. Well, you know, I thought if we missed out, and I don't gamble, you know that. You don't either.
No. But, you know, it's always that when you see these really big jackpots, everybody buys. So it's the worst time to try, but whatever.
Well, I don't, the math stays the same. The math is still 1 in 300 million.
It's still, you know, somebody has to win. So
why not you and I?
Or many people.
Think about how much good you could do. If you won 900 million, the cash takeaway is like 550. And then after taxes, you end up with something like $300 million. You can do some good out there with that kind of cheese.
Start a foundation, maybe.
Yeah, I think I'd buy Sears.
That could be a losing bet.
Here it's on a discount right now. I'm just going to buy a Sears store and have electric football and live in my past. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's a lot of money. You can do a lot of good. $1.2 trillion or more between the two jackpots, the one tonight for the Powerball and then the mega jackpot.
So wait a second, you did buy tickets?
I did. I stopped at a gas station.
While you were driving like you stole it, you know, through that crazy snow and gave it?
It was crazy, wasn't it? The whiteout conditions were something.
It was actually pretty, when I was driving up myself yesterday, I'm thinking, I think we missed fall up north.
Fall,
in Northern Michigan.
Yeah. We were too busy. We missed fall. But we were told by Ron Rademacher on this program yesterday that the best fall colors are between East Jordan and Boyne Falls, and there's a route in there, C-46, I believe, if memory serves. And we're going to go find that, and take a stroll down that road just to see what's out, because there were some hillsides that were just beautiful. Boyne Mountain looked absolutely stunning in the fall colors.
Absolutely,
so you got that going
gorgeous.
For you. I wanted to ask you about something more substantive, though. I wanted to ask you about, we got a lot of blowback yesterday because I called the president out for distracting from his own message, from his own series of wins by calling Stormy Daniels horse face, which I thought was just ludicrous and silly because it takes the focus off the fact that he got Kavanaugh confirmed and he's got the budget going right and you've got the surge for Republicans and you've got the economy that's doing so well and then you've got the deal with Stormy Daniels gets thrown out. She had filed a defamation lawsuit against the president and a judge in California, a federal judge, says that's bunk, that's garbage, and throws out her lawsuit. Another big win for him over Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer as well. And instead of saying, hey, we keep winning and that's bunk, and taking what could have been a bigger win, and he distracts from it. And I got some pushback from some listeners saying, well, you're wrong about that, Steve. You don't understand Trump. You might be a never-Trumper. But the women that wrote us, so they agree with it.
Of what you said,
it makes it difficult for them to support. They like his policies, and that's the point they're making. His policies are good, and they're working, despite everything the Democrats would tell you. But then to insult a woman over her looks, which women, I think, are more sensitive to that. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I get notifications on my phone when at any time that he tweets, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, but I kind of just slapped my forehead when I saw that one come in, because I think I looked up at you and I said, why does he do this? Because he has so much positivity going on right now. There's so much good stuff. And I just feel like the momentum and the positivity just gets flushed down the toilet when he makes these kind of remarks, especially for women. I think it's definitely a woman versus man perspective on this one. Women are always going to think, hey, man, you can't say that about women. It doesn't matter if it's deserving or not. As a man, it's just, you just don't go there.
Even a woman that you don't particularly care for or like, because you don't have any particular affection or affinity for Stormy Daniels,
a
porn star.
No, I don't care, about her at all. But the fact of the matter is, it just gives this perception that that's the way that you are with women. And then because of that, it makes a lot of other women really kind of hesitant in even saying, yeah, I support this president. And it's hard. And I don't think men, I think most men probably are like, who cares? And I think most women are thinking emotionally about it and saying, hey, you know, this isn't right.
Women think about it in an emotional capacity because mm-hmm. it hits them emotionally, and men think about it in a rational capacity. See, what difference does it make? His policies are working, which I agree with, mm-hmm. but in an application, you have to look at the fact that you have people that sit on the fence, women that may or may not want to vote for this president again or support his candidates in the Republicans in the midterms. And they're right there thinking, well, maybe I can because the economy's... And then they hear something like that and say, I'm not going to support that. And they walk away.
Yeah, and where women can be just a big voice for him if he was to reduce these things, saying these kinds of things. I think women are probably going to be more likely to go out there and say, I'm a supporter of Trump. I want to support our president. I want to be involved. How can I help? But when you do those kinds of things, I think it really hurts them on the
I think it tempers the support. And that was the point that we were making here on the program, and despite some of the negative letters we got. And I read the letters. I'm fine with that. I don't mind. We have a conversation here that maybe people agree with us. Maybe they don't. It's perfectly fine. It's an open conversation, and that's the point of it. It's the open conversation that we go back and forth with, so everybody gets a chance to speak up and everybody gets their say. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important and key here in America. We believe in the First Amendment, no question about
absolutely.
It.
I mean, you can say whatever you would like to say, but I think that, you know, being a bit more positive and not and staying away from exactly what the Democrats want you to say, which is seemingly demeaning to women, let's try to stay away from that.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter, he had already won.
Exactly.
You had already won. Her case had been thrown out in court. You've already won. What do you get by kicking her when she's down?
Yeah, exactly. Although I would say that I was really applauding yesterday his request for a 5%.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Decrease. I mean, making the government smaller is always a wonderful thing.
Yeah. See, so you support the policy.
Absolutely.
Just be a little bit more, just a little bit of class once in a while. Just a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. Not asking for much. We want Trump to be Trump. All the time. If that makes sense. 52 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future.